If you use Microsoft and had an outage today, you're not alone. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 5th day of June. Thanks for being with us, and it's great to be back in our studio following 6 days on the road in Nevada. In other business news headlines, speaking of technology, at its Worldwide Developers Conference, Apple showed off its latest gadget. We'll tell you about that. Airlines to rake in some big money this year. Is the crumbling of the 2023 economic recession, well, is it happening? Seems like it. Get ready for higher oil prices. We'll share why. Should credit scores go away? Financier Susie Orman says, yes. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Twitter's ad sales just took another hit. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I am your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Yeah, it is great to be back in our home studio. We were 6 days in Henderson, Nevada, on assignment there, and while the weather was perfect, absolutely perfect, it was hot. But that pool, a couple of hours a day just to decompress. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. So I get back from traveling, and I attempted to connect to my city council email. Yeah, I'm on the city council in our community here, and it was a no-go. It seems that we were impacted by a brief outage for Microsoft 365 on Monday morning. Down Detector said that about 15,000 customers could not access their Microsoft Outlook starting at about 9 a.m. Eastern time. But by noon, everything seemed to be up and running, according to us anyway, and Down Detector. So yeah, we were back in. While several new things were released during Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, the one item getting lots of attention is the new Vision Pro mixed reality headset. It's the company's most significant hardware innovation in years. The headset, expected to be for sale early next year, is going price for about $3,500. It's going to give users a chance to connect to apps from Apple and others in an entirely new way, says the company. Among its hardware announcements, Apple also announced updates to MacBook Air and MacBook Pro. Also, updates for several other items like the iPhone, Mac, iPad, AirPods, and Watch. The International Air Transport Association, or the IATA, has said the global airlines should make roughly $10 billion in profit this year, despite any economic downturn. CNN is reporting that IATA more than doubled its 2023 profit forecast for the global airline industry, despite a looming economic downturn. Airlines are expected to make $9.8 billion in net profit in 2023, up from a December forecast of just $4.7 billion. Stronger profitability was supported by cargo revenues, China's reopening, and lower jet fuel prices. All of that might be an interesting thing to learn as pilots hold strike votes. You know, we just mentioned an economic downturn, but is that reality? Economists, big bank CEOs, and major manufacturers said that without a doubt, the United States would right now be knee-deep in a recession, right now. However, the reality of a 2023 recession is crumbling. So why is that? Well, a healthy U.S. job market. Those in the know thought that the U.S. economy would grind to a halt because the Federal Reserve was effectively slamming the brakes to halt inflation, and that would cause businesses to lay off workers, and high inflation would stop Americans from buying stuff. But when the U.S. added 339,000 jobs in May and saw the April jobs number was revised upward to state that 294,000 jobs were created in that month, well, if a recession is going to take place, it better hurry because time is running out. Now, all of this could change as more companies are reporting lower profit expectations, which could create more job losses. But for right now, the economy in the United States seems to be chugging along just fine. Thank you very much. Even with that news, Wall Street had a down day today as the markets never did get above the flat line in some places. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. All right, brace yourself. Higher oil prices may be coming to you as OPEC Plus has decided to once again cut oil production due to the slide in oil prices. Supply and demand will kick in, and that means higher prices at the pump as well. The decision is to cut 1 million barrels a day by Saudi Arabia. Now, the Saudi cut would be for 1 month only, beginning in July, but it could be extended. The New York Times is reporting that the group, which includes Russia and its allies, was under pressure to produce a deal to reverse the pessimism that's dominated the oil market in recent weeks. Despite two substantial output cuts since October, the price of oil has drifted about 15% lower over the past 7 months. The world, or at least it would seem, revolves around credit scores. But should it? Commentator and radio host Susie Orman has said that credit scores are a thing of the past and we should get rid of them. As you may know, the two major credit scoring models used in the U.S. are the FICO score and VantageScore score. They both offer scores ranging from a low of 300 to a high of 850. To achieve a credit score that lands in the good category, a person's FICO score must fall between 670 and 739. For Vantage score, the range is between 661 and 780. Anything lower falls into fair or poor territory. Now, a low credit score makes it expensive or even impossible for millions of Americans to get credit. Ultimately, it makes consumers more susceptible to predatory lending practices that trap them in a web of high-interest debt. Still, as important as today's credit scores are, Orman says, quote, "If you ask me, we should get rid of FICO scores altogether because they do not really tabulate the truth of your situations," end quote. And she may be onto something. The credit scoring companies tend to look at the negative first and will continue to ding your credit score for things that may have happened years ago but have since been rectified. In addition, a family disaster like the loss of an income or serious medical bills can quickly hinder a credit score, forcing millions of Americans to turn to predatory lending where interest rates can be double the going rate of 22 to 24%. For example, a Pew Trust study found that payday loans disproportionately hurt African Americans. Black people comprise roughly 13% of the U.S. population, yet they take out 23% of all payday loans. So you still think all of this is fair? Following a pretty good week for the markets, Wall Street turned south today with the Dow sliding by 199 points to close at 33,562 and the Nasdaq losing 11 points to finish the trade at 13,229. Meanwhile, the S&P 500, that had a great week last week, slipped by just over 8 points to close at 4273. Both the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 came off session highs that was above the flat line to close below it in the final 90 minutes of trade. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude rose by 17 cents to close at $71.91 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with Twitter and its income. Twitter's incoming CEO faces a couple of obstacles when she starts the job that's rumored to take place on Monday, with ad sales perhaps at the top of her agenda. The New York Times, citing internal documents, says that for the 5 weeks of April 1 to the first week of May, the social media's platform's U.S. advertising revenue was down, get this, 59% from the same period a year ago. With brands wary of appearing next to unsuitable content, its ad sales team does not predict a bounce back anytime soon and sees U.S. ad revenue for June to be down at least 56% each week compared with a year ago, that according to The Times. In the past, ads have accounted for more than 90% of Twitter's revenue. Nice move, Elon. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.